Cubby Bear awoke from his nap to see Katie Collie standing at the bottom of his favorite apple tree.
Hi, Cubby. Do you have a present for Timothy yet? His birthday party is tomorrow.
Oh, I forgot. What should I get him?
Cubby sat on his branch and tried to think.
I know. I'll give him a few apples.
Cubby, we all know how much you love apples. Apples would be a perfect gift for you on your birthday, but since it's Timothy's birthday, you should get him something he loves.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Katie ran back to Timothy's house, and Cubby climbed down from the tree to find a gift for Timothy. First, he went to the petting zoo.
Lovey Lamb, do you know what I could get Timothy for his birthday?
Lovey pointed to a jar sitting near the fence.
I would tell you to get him a pet caterpillar, but I already got him that. Sorry.
Cubby walked to the playground. He remembered that sometimes kids left their toys on the playground.
Maybe I can find a toy for Timothy.
He looked under the slide and under the swings. He looked inside the big toy airplane and the big toy cruise ship. Sadly, he didn't find any toys to give to Timothy. Next, Cubby wandered into the farm market. Cubby looked at the jars and boxes on each shelf. Suddenly, he spied something green in the corner. It was a little toy tractor. Cubby hopped up and down. This was just the right gift for Timothy. Of course, Cubby Bear didn't like tractors. Real tractors had giant wheels and loud sounds that scared him. But Timothy loved tractors. Cubby picked up the tractor. The sticker on it said $3. Uh-oh, Cubby didn't have $3 to buy the tractor. You'll find out what Cubby did in the next lesson.